Don't judge a book by its cover is an old adage about looking within instead of making snap judgments about the exterior. 6 years ago, on Valentine's Day, I received an unexpected lesson on that topic. We had just gotten our sandwich board outside the bookstore, and for our Valentine's Day message, I wrote, "Check out our poetry." About 30 minutes later, a young man burst in the door and in a loud voice proclaimed, "Dude! Poetry! Valentine's Day! Where's the poetry? Dude!" I pointed the stereotypical surfer dude to the poetry section and wondered if this was an actor testing skills at makeup and performance in a real-world setting. A few minutes later, he came back and slapped a book down on the front desk for purchase. Pointing at it, he continued with, "Dude! Poetry! Valentine's! You saved me, man, with my old lady! Poetry, man!" I began, "This might not be quite what you had in mind." I indicated the copy of Dante's Inferno that he had picked out. "But dude, poetry. Ladies love the poetry, man." Yes, I tried again, "but this might not communicate quite what you..." "But poetry, poetry. You saved me, man." And so it went on until we had completed the sale and he left with the final, "Dude, poetry! Thank you!" My friend Anthony emerged from the stacks where he had overheard the whole exchange. "Well, maybe a trip through hell does illustrate his relationship," he offered. I chuckled, but wondered about the woman who would be receiving Dante's Inferno rather than a pink book of love poetry filled with pictures of flowers and people kissing. Would she read it, or just show it to her friends as a demonstration of her guy's thoughtfulness? The Inferno can be a life-changing book. I pictured her sitting on the beach while he surfed. She would read her Valentine's Day gift and smoke a cigarette, discovering the incredible and at times frightening world of Dante. Or would she just be impressed that he had thought to get her poetry? Because what could be more romantic than that? Perhaps romance is not so much about the content as it is about making the effort and the thought that counts. How many men forget Valentine's Day altogether? Not this guy. He was coming home with the gift of poetry.